Our training session is about everything you need to know about RAM. The objectives for this presentation will be to know what is RAM, what are the different types of RAM, are there any newer types of RAM, how much RAM will we need, what type of RAM do we need, and how do we install RAM. Staff have been realizing that their computers are starting up slowly and their applications are not working properly. Why are these issues arising? This is a hardware problem. So what is RAM? First, we need to know the computer is stored in two places, in long-term storage and short-term storage. The short-term storage is referred to RAM, also known as random access memory. This deals with a scenario such as this. Every time you start your operating system, launch a program, or open a file, the relevant program code and or data is loaded into RAM. The more RAM, the more programs or files that you can use at once, and you can load larger files. RAM capacity is rated in terms of megabytes. Our computers currently have 64 megabytes, and we would like to install 128 megabytes of RAM. What are the different types of RAM? There are two basic types, the SD-RAM, synchronous dynamic RAM, and RD-RAM, RAM-less dynamic RAM. SD-RAM is the most common because it synchronizes memory access with the CPU for faster data transfer. Basically, one block of data can be sent to the CPU while another is being prepared for access. Within SD-RAM, there are also two different types. You have the SIMM, which is single inline memory module. This is found in older systems, not our type of systems, and they support 32 and 64 bits of data. The second type is DIMM, which is a dual inline memory module. This is the most popular, and it supports 64 bits of data transfers. We will discuss RDRAM in our next slide. So what are the newer types of RAM? It's the RDRAM that is faster memory and is originally used for graphics applications. It is used for 1 gigahertz or more systems. We do not require such advanced technology at the moment. The second type is DDR SD-RAM, which is a double data rate SD-RAM. It is twice as fast as the standard for SD-RAM, but it is not compatible with older systems, and it needs the support of a 184 pin to a PC's motherboard. So how much RAM do we need within our business? First of all, we need to make a list of the minimum requirements of everything that we typically run on our system at the same time. Then add 40% to that estimate. Computer users within our company typically use many applications at the same time. Applications such as MSN Messenger, ICQ, Internet Explorer, Microsoft Word, Microsoft Excel. And for that, we need around 128 megabytes. These are the recommended minimums for different operating systems. What type of RAM will we need and where can we buy it? Well, we're doing research in several businesses, such as Future Shop, Best Buy, IPC and Dell, hopefully to find the best prices, most affordable prices that will fit our budget and our needs. How do we install RAM? First of all, we need to unplug the computer. Open up your computer case, and the memory sockets are typically found on the tiny fan on the top of the CPU. We'll need to look for small circuit boards that are plugged into connectors. Then we will feed the RAM into the motherboard socket at an angle, and then flip the safety latches You should hear a snap to indicate that the RAM is secured within the motherboard. And be careful not to touch any unnecessary parts of the motherboard. This further concludes our training session about RAM.